If someone works but his income earned only partially covers his daily basic expenses, and as a result the person is to a certain extent still financially dependent on his parents for the amount of expenses that exceed his income, does he have the obligation to remove miser money from the income that is earned from his job? I have seen quoted the Brisker Rav ruling that anyone who finds himself in dire circumstances, that he needs financial help from others, and does not live a life of luxury at all but lives frugally, should not give miser. What is the Rav's view on the situation described above? Thank you, Anonymous in Switzerland. Basically, everyone has a responsibility to give tzedakah, even poor people. However, miser may be only a custom, perhaps only rabbinic. According to some, it is a Torah obligation. Therefore, even someone who is in dire circumstances should separate miser from his earnings. He then can borrow it and use it for himself, but keep a record. So, God willing, when you become financially independent, you'll be able to make up and give that miser, pay back the miser that you borrowed. That perhaps is the best thing to do.